tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Hello, and welcome to the TagCast episode 317. Happy Friday.
It's Friday.
The first Friday of the new year.
Party time.
The first Friday of the rest of your life. I am Gatch, and you are...
I am Terry Guile. I am here to entertain you somehow. Couldn't find a number song, so I just went with this nice instrumental of sorts from Napalm Death, from the latest Utilitarian CD.
We've played 2 17s in the past, right? We played
Winger,
and then what did we play after that?
Sex Pistols 17.
What about Stray Cats?
Hey, that's a good one, Sexy and 17. Uh-huh. We'll have to use that for 4 17, yeah. I guess. It didn't come up on my list. This goes to show you that the internet...
This is good, though. What are we listening to?
This is called Circumspect, the lead-off track of a Utilitarian from Napalm Death.
Nice.
I didn't get to see that show this last year, unfortunately, and we never did get our interview with Shane either, but I exchanged some emails with him.
Nice.
This is good enough for me. Maybe next year or this year, I mean, maybe we can get some more interviews.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was going somewhere, but we just... It's hard to get people to take time out of their busy schedule when they're...
It is. Where are those guys from, Napalm Death?
They're from Birmingham, not Alabama. Birmingham, UK.
Nice, nice.
England. What's the difference between UK and England? United Kingdom?
United
England,
Kingdom. United Kingdom.
But is Birmingham in the UK, which is also in England? Or I know it's Birmingham, England.
No, well, yeah, you
isn't
got...
That considered the
but
United
you also
Kingdom.
Have Britain.
Oh, whoa. We better turn this off. We're just going to rock out the whole episode.
You also have Britain, right?
Great Britain. That's great.
Great Britain.
That's
so Great
cool.
Britain is all-encompassing. That's like you got your Wales and your Scotland and your Ireland, right?
That's great.
Is that true?
Probably. I don't know a lot about my history because I am an idiot.
Well,
no,
I don't know
I'm
either.
I'm not an idiot.
And then you got England, which is England. That's just the, you know, London, England, and, you know, not the islands of Wales and Scotland and all that. But I think the whole thing as a whole is Great Britain.
It is great.
So that would be Britain.
If you asked Jeff Simpson, he would say it was great. That's a great, Britain is a great place to be.
You know, speaking of Britain.
That was by the way, that was the TagCast geography lesson of the day.
Yeah, and we're going to continue. We're going to bring it all the way over from England. We're going to go We're going to go southwest.
Where are we going?
There. We're heading on to crazier Floridian times.
Holy Moses! What happened down there? You got something for me?
I do. Do you know Ernest Hemingway?
I met him back in 1962.
Man, yeah, that was right before he committed suicide.
He blew his brains out with a gun.
He blew his brains out with a gun. He wrote my favorite book, Indian Camp.
That's a book?
Mm-hmm. Written in 1926.
Whoa. What was that?
I've never read it.
I've never written it.
But apparently he had a bunch of cats.
I bet he did. He was a crazy cat person.
Yeah. Yeah. And
Was he from Florida?
Well, he was living in Key West, Florida, right? That's Key West?
Yeah, for sure.
He had Key West, Florida. There's a museum housing the cats that he had. And
are they dead?
There's like 40 to 50 cats.
Stuffed?
No.
Oh.
No, they roam around. I guess they're probably descendants.
I thought
he died in 1962.
Yeah, I was going to say, those would be some old-ass cats.
Yeah, but these are Hemingway's famous six-toed cats. They won't be able to allow to roam freely in the museum anymore.
I got a six-toed cat.
Oh, really?
Kate Starr has six toes on her two front paws.
Nice. Yeah. But they're going to have to put them in cages overnight, install electrical wire on a brick wall, build a higher fence, or have a nightman monitor them.
Hmm.
It's been a long court battle for the... they just let them... Well, he let his cats just roam around the 1 acres when he wrote his books in the 30s. But a few years ago, apparently, somebody complained, and the USDA laid down the law, and they lost their appeal. So, yeah, they're going to have to keep them being watched or something overnight, I guess.
Huh. Wow.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That is weird. I don't understand really why. I mean, I guess cats were a big part of his life.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and there's a museum, and they just let they take care of the 40 to 50 cats, just let them wander around in the same nature probably as he did on his...
And that's in Key Largo?
Yeah, it's a museum in Key Largo.
Wow. Well, we should go there sometime.
You should.
And just pet all the cats.
You should. I want to go to the highest point above sea level of Florida, because it's only like 300 feet above sea level.
That's what we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's some that are below, isn't it? Like in down there, there's some places that are below sea level, but they're not flooded.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, sometimes they are. When hurricanes come down. Yeah.
And they got the marshlands.
Right.
I've never been to a marshland.
I have not either.
The Everglades. A lot of drug trafficking in there. That'd be kind of scary. Then you got crocodiles.
Yeah, or alligators or crocodiles. What's the difference between a crocodile and an alligator? Any of our listeners know?
I do. No, I don't.
I got a crazy Floridian
look in their
story.
Eye.
Yeah, it is. That's one eye is on top of their head and one is on the side. I don't know how far Holly Hill, Florida is from Key Largo, but check this out, dude. A Florida man allegedly killed his roommate over a pork chop.
A pork chop?
Yeah. He got into an argument with his roommate about how to prepare pork chops and then shot him 3 times with a rifle.
What was he trying to undercook them and serve them to him? Because, I mean, you know, that would be, maybe he's trying to kill them.
Well, apparently alcohol had something to do with it. The dispute began when the dude came home drunk. The men then got into an argument over how to prepare pork chops, and Han went to his bedroom and retrieved his rifle and pumped at least 3 bullets into his roommate, killing him. And the other roommate called 911, telling the dispatcher that the guy was shot in the head. The neighbor said, frankly, they've been expecting something like this to happen for a long time because of all the people he had going in and out of his house. But what would, there has to be some kind of either the alcohol or some kind of a mental disorder to make someone just, I mean, it's
maybe both,
a senseless act of violence.
You've been around people that, you know, like just get crazy dumb and mean when they get drunk, you know? Right?
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, some people, I guess, are just on a different level than that, you know, and they just snap.
I told you, you have to bread those things and cut the fat off the edges before you cook them. Well, I always just throw them in the pan. You know what? I'll be right back.
Or you could do both.
Now how you cooking your pork chops, bitch?
Wow. And so they were newer roommates, I would imagine, right?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't think so. It was a 55-year-old dude killed his 35-year-old roommate. So there's 20-year difference. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they were just friends or if they were just roommates, like put an ad in the paper and get a roommate. Doesn't really have the details, but crazy. Don't tell your roommate if he's been drinking. Don't tell him how to cook a pork chop because that might just fuck your shit up. You got anything for me yet?
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well,
I asked you a question. Oh, the difference between a crocodile and an alligator.
Yeah, they live in different parts of the world.
Crocs are from Australia, right?
Well, crocodiles live in North Central and South America, Africa and Australia, and southeast parts of Asia. Alligators are native eastern China and southern U.S.
Wow.
Along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, so Florida has gators. Yeah. That's gator country.
Yeah. You know, crocodiles are more at home in salt water than alligators. So that kind of gives you a little
insight
of what
would be going on.
Yeah.
All right. I heard a terrible thing a few weeks ago. I can't even believe what this world is coming to.
Mm-hmm.
ABC is working with Justin Bieber to create a sitcom based on his upbringing. Justin Bieber.
What was his upbringing?
I guess you'll have to watch the show to find out.
Why doesn't he just join the cast of Reba?
I don't know, but it's a single camera comedy, and it has a script commitment already from the network, which is ABC.
Oh, sounds very WB to me.
Sounds really dumb UB to me. Meanwhile, Bieber gave an unsuspecting fan his pet hamster. You never know where that hamster's been.
Exactly.
And he was at the Jingle Ball at the Phillips Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. He gave it to a girl and said, "That's all you. You got to take care of Pac." I wonder if that's like Pac-Man. Like, waka, 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 waka,
no, he's packing his in waka, somewhere waka, waka, is waka, what waka, is waka. Going on.
Oddly enough, the hamster was in a toilet paper roll. Just kidding. I heard that that's what was that guy's name? Richard Gere?
Yeah.
He used to put him in a toilet paper roll and then like insert. Well, this is all conjecture and speculation, but the story
heard, that way, they only got one way to go, right?
TMZ, maybe that's who told me that Richard Gere used to, well, they don't go anywhere, but they have the movement and they can't claw you. And they can't
like,
they can't nibble on you and
okay, so I see what's going on.
So you still got some nice movement that's going on without anything causing it except for like it's like a live butt plug. Yeah.
All right.
Next question. I was reading a story in the Weekly. They have this thing called Savage Love. You ever read that?
Yeah.
He's a gay dude that is a columnist and he
Dan
answers
Savage.
Yeah, he answers questions and speaking of butt plugs, mm-hmm. somebody said if you like to walk around with a butt plug, what happens if you have to fart?
You blow it out your ass.
Hi-o! That's exactly what he said. No, it's not. I didn't even. It was just weird that someone write that in. They said if you're wearing a butt plug, and then he went into this thing and said, well, wearing could mean on a necklace or taped to your shirt. He goes,
he
in
knows
this,
what
he goes, in that case, you could do your flatulent business any way you want. He goes, but if it's inserted, it's probably got a stop on it that goes past the point and probably stay in there. Maybe I don't know, but. Weird subjects this year so far.
Yeah.
We're changing our format. We're going to stop talking shit. And we're just going to talk about butt plugs.
Butt plugs.
Justin Bieber and killing people for pork chops. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy world we live in here. We got some friends that have birthdays today, and it's Friday, so it's a great day for a birthday party.
Yeah. Who's barbecuing today? That's what I want to know.
Josh Pancow is probably barbecuing.
Nice,
it's
Josh.
His birthday. Happy birthday, Josh.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Do a drum solo. Do it. Just on the thing.
Yeah, right there.
Because I know you're working listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And also a fellow comedian that I just met last month, John Mink. I did a show with him up in Salem, I think, at the Stonefront Tavern.
Funny. Hey, congratulations on having a birthday.
Yeah, I can't believe you had another one.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a weird tweet. He tweeted me,
mm-hmm.
and it said something about something that made no sense whatsoever.
All right.
And I still don't understand. So you might be listening to this, John, since I'm going to post something on your Facebook mm-hmm. that says, listen.
And you might be a bird.
If your poop is white, you just might be a bird. And I don't know how old John or Josh is, but happy birthday, John and Josh.
Yeah, happy.
John and Josh. John and Josh.
January,
what are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah. Do you even know
what
day
going
it is?
It's the first weekend of the new year.
It's the 4th of January.
Yeah. So I don't have
You got a birthday coming up in a couple weeks.
A birthday coming up this month.
What do you want for a birthday? Tell the listeners to send you stuff.
37.
Still just
a prime number.
Yep. It is a prime number, so that's a prime age.
It is.
44, not prime. So much. 44 is not prime.
No, it is not. It's divisible by a bunch of stuff, right? 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do we appreciate? I went back to school.
Yeah, what do I want for my birthday?
I'm gonna start a campaign for the listeners to send in gifts for Gatch.
Ooh.
It's called the GFG program.
How about
gifts for Gatch? Gifts for Gatch. Yeah. We're gonna have some gifts for Gatch.
Yeah, some model paints. Those little tester model paints.
Dude, that gets you so high.
I know.
And a baggie to put it in.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That's an inexpensive gift.
I just hyperventilated.
Or send me a sticker.
A sticker? Yeah. Hey, speaking of stickers, you got some stickers here for studsandspikes.com. We'll give them a little shout out.
Yeah, studsandspikes.com.
What are they?
They make those
bullet belts,
studs and spikes. You can buy studs and spikes to put on your hats jackets.
Yeah, and you can
they
look
also
like a punker.
Sell leather and leather punches and all that sorts of accessories to do that. You can buy like a giant bag of giant spikes, man. Just make a hat of spikes.
I love hats of spikes.
Yeah, they sent me some stickers to give away with the VFMF. Future music thing.
Oh, yeah. And how's that coming along?
It's going well.
Cool. In case you guys don't know about that, check it out. What's the website there, Gatch?
VFMF.org.
Very fine.
I'm surprised I didn't say .com because sometimes, you know.
Does that stand
for?
I don't
have very many org sites.
Don't get that confused with the Very Fine Motherfucker website because that's veryfinemotherfucker.com. VFMF.
Yeah.
That's for all you fine motherfuckers.
Yeah, but we're giving away musicians to youngsters
to further their career in music.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's give them something to do over at least the summer that we hand them out to them.
And to keep the music rolling in the local community, because as many people say, if there's no local music, there's no national music.
They were very excited to be able to send me some stickers. You can go actually on their site, and they'll send you some stickers for free.
Free stickers? What?
Like 5 cents. You know, you got to pay the shipping, but, you know, go on there. They're badass little stickers.
Huh. Hey, did anything, remember... What was it? A week and a half ago or so, the world was supposed to end. No, it was last week. No, wait.
No,
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we're still alive.
I am too.
I almost thought the Mayans were going to be right for a second. But we're still here.
There's no I in Mayans.
Yeah. I did find out there is an I in team.
There is.
If you print it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still can't get over this. I got a little bit of a cold. It's been hanging on since like December 12th. 12, 12, 12.
12, 12, 12.
Hey, we talked about that a little bit already on our previous episodes, but I don't think I mentioned this. There was a little kid from Alabama who turned 12 at 12, 12 on 12, 12, 12.
Wow.
He was born at 12, 12 p.m. on 12, 12, 2000. So at 12-12 on 12-12-12, he turned 12. So that's pretty kind of weird.
That is crazy. Do you think his parents tried to time
no,
that?
No, they didn't even notice that actually the lady who was helping them fill out the forms for their birth for the son said, do you realize your son was born on December 12th at 12:12? And the boy said, yeah. And they said, well, it's 12:12:12. And that's the father said, that's when it really hit us with all those 12s. I do have to admit that it might mean something, but I have no idea what. It doesn't mean anything. It's a fucking coincidence. But it's kind of a cool coincidence.
It is. Yeah, well, obviously he's got a lucky number, right?
Yeah, and a lot of his classmates from school and stuff think that it's a cool thing, and they're kind of making a big deal about it. But
what would you call him as a nickname? What would be your nickname for him?
I don't know.
It'd be tough, wouldn't it? You couldn't just call him, hey, 12. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Maybe you couldn't go 12. You couldn't go oov.
Yeah, but I just am noticing now that they're from Japan and they moved here when his dad was 15, he moved here. And other weird thing, the year 2000 is considered by the Japanese to be the 12th year of the reign of the current emperor.
Wow.
And that was the year that he was born. So they probably do think that all these 12s mean something because, I mean, his name's Kayan Moriya. And I couldn't call
him. Which means 12-12.
12-12-12. And I found out something weird today, speaking of names and weird shit like that. I think I've mentioned my friend before on the podcast and talked about how parents can be mean sometime naming their kids. My friend Dan Dannon. And then I said that my parents would have been mean if they named me Guy Guile or Lyle or Kyle Guile. So Dan was visiting me the other day.
Named me Gatch Gatchel.
And yeah, exactly. or Satch.
Yeah.
Or any name
Satchel,
that rhymes.
They could have went with Satchel.
Satchel Gatchel. Or Satchmo Gatchmo.
And Sassimo. They could have called me. What about
Will Sasso Smasso?
What about Sasquatch? That would have been cool. Sasquatch Gatchel.
Yeah. Satch Gatch. Yeah, Sasquatch is called short for Satch.
Yeah.
Satch Gatch. Yeah, so he came over the other day, and I was introducing him to a friend of mine that he had never met before. And, of course, being the funny guy that I am, I had to say something about his name, Dan Dannon. So good, they had to name him twice. And I said his parents were mean and this and that. He's like, yeah, and you know what else? No middle name. His name is just Dan Dannon.
Wow.
And I go, is it Daniel? He goes, nope, Dan Dannon. It's like, Jesus Christ, man, your parents could have been a little bit more imaginative. Let's see, our last name is Dannon. What could we name our kid? We could at least give him the middle initial of N, and then he would be Dannon. Dannon, this is... My parents naming me Guy L. Guile. Guile. And my middle name was Lyle. Guile.
How often does he get yogurt jokes, though? That is what
probably a lot. And when we were in school, which was many moons ago, they didn't have Dannon yogurt. It hadn't, or at least if it did, it wasn't as much of a household name. But I'm trying to think of some
yogurt back then. That was probably before.
It was Yammy. Yammy. Remember Yammy?
Yeah, I do.
That's what me and my mammy. No, I think they got bought out by Yoplait and Dannon.
Ah, Yoplait, the other big player.
You save the lids for cancer. That makes a lot of sense. That's like growing a mustache to make your prostate not swell up. Doesn't make no sense to me. But I was trying to think of other friends of ours who have last names that would be funny if their parents were mean. Like, what could have Pat, Dave, and Dan's little brother name... Chomback Wombacker.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca Wombacker.
Yeah.
Well, there's already one of those.
Yeah.
Blazer Wookie Wombacker. I'm trying to think of other friends' last names. like if Flame's name was Quinn.
Yeah.
Quinn Quinette.
Yeah. Yeah. That
That's pretty much exactly like Dan Dannon. Quinn Quinette. Quinn Quinette.
Yeah. Or if Josh Charest's name was Sherry.
Oh, if he has a daughter, he should name her Sherry.
Sherry Charest.
And I always used
to get... It's like an old Stevie Wonder song.
Actually related to me now by marriage, a previous divorce and then a marriage, but I still consider the lady he's married to, my former sister-in-law, now married to Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Used to work at Discovery. Phil Thill, and I always used to joke with Lance and think that was funny if his name was Phil, or if he had a kid, he could name it Phil Thill or Lil. If he was a rapper, I think Matt should go by Lil Thill.
Yeah?
Lil Thill.
Lil Thill.
Lil Thill. Mean parents.
Elf.
Who? What? 12.
Elf.
12. Why are you trying to say 12? 12.
That's how you say it in Japanese.
12?
Yeah.
No. Doesn't even They're banging anymore. On the computer.
He says
12. He was going to try to. I know how to say.
This page ain't working.
No. That ain't working. That's the way you do it.
I'm learning it or nothing.
Are you scared of spiders?
I'm not a big fan of spiders, but I've learned to coexist with them.
Do you consider yourself an arachnophobe?
No.
Arachnophobic? Like,
no.
Do you have nightmares and, like, see a spider?
No.
Spider's gonna
get me. I get startled if I see a big one, like, I'm not expecting it to be there.
Or if you look down and one's crawling across your chest, I'll jump up.
Well, yeah.
I do that even with moths, even though I know the moths can't hurt me.
Yeah.
If a moth is, like, doing his dive bombing thing around a light, and I'm like,
yeah.
Why should I care if it touches me? I shouldn't care. Well, the reason I asked about spiders is because these people in England received a shipping container that came from Arizona. They opened that sucker up, and it was infested with hundreds of black widows. Hundreds of black widows.
Black widows?
Yes.
That would suck.
Because there's a lot of them in Arizona, I guess, but they had to call the local pest control experts to get rid of the spiders, and those things are deadly. They actually find a few of them around here at my high school.
Yeah, are they aggressive, though?
I don't believe they are. They're only aggressive to their male counterpart after they fuck them and kill them.
Nice.
Like every woman. No, just kidding. Just going to wrap you up in fucking web and then leave you in the corner to rot. They're the most poisonous spiders in North America. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Their venom is 15 times more potent than a rattlesnake.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, the bites can be fatal.
And they break skin easily, right?
Oh, yeah. Those little
but,
creatures.
I mean, they don't attack you, though.
Yeah.
Unless provoked.
No. Or, like, if they're on you and you move wrong or something, they might think you're trying to attack them or something, you know. But most people don't die, like, immediately from it. They get really sick. But if they don't get treated, of course, then they would die. But I couldn't imagine opening up a thing and having hundreds of black widows.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is. Or just one.
I can't remember what we were. Oh, it was the couch. People had a couch outside of our old house in Albany, and it had been outside for the whole summer. And then and it got rained on, and then it was a piece of shit anyway. So we were getting ready to load it up and take it to the dump. Dude, it was full of hundreds of spiders, but they were just these little weird little spiders that probably didn't even have a mouth big enough to open up. And
well, they say the daddy long legs is pretty.
Oh, super poisonous, but they can't bite you because their mouth doesn't open up far enough or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if you got a bunch of daddy long legs and if you, like, extracted all the poison out of them, if you could use it to kill somebody.
You probably could. Yeah, and then inject it into their veins.
Let's do it. Just kidding.
How would you extract their venom? Would you just squeeze their little heads
gently? Maybe you just get, like, hundreds of them and put them in a jar and just smash them up. Just all of them.
Oh, yeah, and then just inject their bodies and legs and everything.
Or just whatever. The poison would be liquid, you'd think, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could just, like, wring out all the...
Wring out the poison.
The spider guts.
Yeah.
Man, we are going good this year so far.
We are.
We hope you guys are enjoying yourselves.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
I don't think there's any shows or anything going on this weekend, but I'm going to party like it's 2013.
Remember when you looked forward to partying like it was 1999?
Dude, I thought we would all be robots by now. Well, I didn't think I'd be a robot, but I thought we'd have, like, George Jetson shit coming out. Like, when I was a kid watching the Jetsons, I think 2001 was already, like, so far off. I'm like, man,
yeah,
we're all going to have robot assistants at this point, but I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you look forward to, like, 2000 forever I did.
Yeah.
You know, all my life. And then it happened, and then...
And the more,
like,
the years...
Man, it's just another day from yesterday.
Yep, and the more the years roll by, the more the technology gets going, and just can't believe some of the stuff people are coming up with these days.
Mm-hmm.
These girls in Nigeria developed an electricity generator powered by urine.
Oh, nice. That would be cool.
Yeah. You just piss, and then you save all your piss.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of stinky. That's kind of gross, I guess. But if you keep them in piss jugs,
yeah,
you know, that's a good thing. Maybe the trailer park boys.
Oh, I already kind of a little bit do that because I'll piss on the light switch until it turns on.
Dude, you could get electrocuted from that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't be doing that then.
Yeah. These guys are from a high school, girls, I should say, not guys. I just use guys as a figure of speech, but, wow. That's kind of a, that's kind
of
crazy.
So you piss on?
No, you just pour it in there like gas. A gallon, 1.5 gallons of urine powers a generator for 36 hours.
1 gallon?
1.5 gallons.
1.5 gallons. So how many ounces is in a gallon? How many? Okay, so 64. There's
64.
64?
Pretty sure 64 ounces in a gallon. Or wait, 128?
Yeah, sure. 128 sounds about right.
Yeah, so it'd be 100, it'd be 180, almost 200 right. ounces.
Well, I remember back in the day, you know, you'd just pissing into a big gulp cup.
Well, the
I
cool
knew it
thing,
overflow that.
The cool you know? Thing is, man, like when you drink a 40 of beer, it turns into about 80 of piss.
Yeah?
I don't know how...
So you're running your electricity on a beer then.
So what it does is the urine is being electrolyzed, releasing hydrogen and oxygen gases, and then goes into the gas tank. And it stores the gases, and anytime we need the gas, we open the gas tank and release the gas, and our generator is powered. That's weird. So it's like the gaseous form of... Do you think that's what... That's weird. It's weird that gas is a liquid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you steam it, right? Are
well,
you heating
still,
it?
I don't know, but you know, like gas, you have like natural gas is a gaseous form.
Mm-hmm.
But it's strange to me that there's a liquid form of gas. There's no gaseous forms of liquid, is there?
I don't know. Fog.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that counts.
I don't either.
Dude, you're going way deep on me.
I know, but I just wanted to let you guys know that whatever I just told you, that they're making gas out of piss now.
That's awesome, man.
And
I would love to run a car, and then it would just smell like old broccoli urine.
Oh, I bet the exhaust would be horrendous. But it's not a car, though. It's a generator for power.
That's cool.
They noticed that many Nigerians' businesses depend on the power supply that has been personally put out of business because it's so high cost, and if they can make a device that will reduce the problem, I just can't believe that teenage kids can think of and invent something that burns piss.
It's better than shit. I'm glad they didn't go with the shit route.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be all liquid.
Yeah.
Be like Hershey squirts only. you'd have to modify your diet just so you'd have the runs all the time.
Well, so yeah, I mean, will energy drinks help more?
Maybe. Sounds like fucking Halloween outside.
It is.
I'm scared.
Now we're back on ghosts.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Oh, we talked about it last episode.
Did you ever go into a haunted house when you were a kid?
Yeah, like the fake ones?
No, a real one.
I live in one. I'm just kidding. No, I went to the haunted house where you
maybe.
Go into the dark and then they put your hand in a pile of noodles and they tell you it's brains or
yeah.
something, you know.
Yeah.
But, no, I've had several friends that have told me, oh, this house is haunted. Actually,
house is pretty old, right?
1915, I found out it was built. I thought it was 1896 because there were some boards upstairs that were marked that from the mill, and I didn't think that they would be keeping those boards for 20 years. Out of the mill, but they must have been some old scraps or whatever. But I found out on the property deed, it says it was built in 1915. So I don't think anyone's ever died there, though. I know the house across the street, a guy died in there, and my friend Bobby Jordan from valmovements.net, check them out. He claimed that there was a ghost in that house, and it has since been remodeled. It's had a few different people live in it since they've lived there. I haven't talked to the new neighbor yet to find out if he's had any ghastly experiences.
Would you move into a house that was supposed ghosts?
Like if they're saying, oh, this nice $400 house is on sale for $100,000. And we're like, why is it so cheap? Well, I must disclose to you, Mr. Kyle, that these people...
American Horror Story.
Yeah, he murdered himself and then he hung himself from the rafters. Wait, he killed his wife? No. Yeah, I don't think that I would let it deter me. I don't... I've seen the stories. You got Amityville Horror, which says that it caused you to kill people because of the ghost. But my stepson lived in the upper area of the house for a few years, and he claims that he hears noises upstairs all the time and that there's a ghost. And I just don't... We've talked about it before. I think last season we talked about ghosts and how I've never seen true proof with my eyes. But I've talked to many people who claim that have seen apparitions and seen images of dead relatives, and that it wasn't just a dream or whatever. But until I see dead people, I guess I'm going
to
be
I used to hear all sorts of spooky stories from my parents when they were always partying and I was just there, you know. Like seeing red eyes on the at the bottom of the bed in the dark. And
yeah, well, and my
or
parents.
Or seeing like flies gather on the screen door.
Like Amityville Horror.
And I was probably just a kid, and they probably were just trying to scare me or whatever.
Yeah, I had people that tell ghost stories as a kid trying to scare you, and I never really got... There were spooky places that were like dark in the basement. It was like, man, it's just spooky. But honestly, really, I knew that there was nothing in there. I'm not saying, oh, I'm smart enough to know as a kid, but...
My aunt used to live in, remember old the Thriftway in Lebanon? Or the Jerry's Market or whatever. And then there was that big lot behind it. And then that one huge white house that stood on that block.
I think so.
They lived there for like a couple years. And you'd go upstairs and there's like 7 rooms upstairs. It was fucking huge. It was creepy. Everything was skeleton key. It was a creepy house, man. I used to get pretty creeped out going around there about 8 years old. But, man, I don't know. It'd be kind of a cool place to have, I guess.
Yeah,
it,
I got
it was
some
pretty spacious.
Friends who, Bo and Wendy, actually, the guy that used to cover for me for karaoke, they lived in a big house in Brownsville, and I've had other friends who lived in that house. You know, living in a small town, you know several people over the years that live in the same houses. And
you go and show them the things about their house?
Oh, man, they thought that there was weird stuff going on, and they had a picture with some orbs in it and a weird little thing that was probably from The Flash. But they're like, oh, look at this picture, dude. This is totally a ghost.
Yeah.
But the other people that live there said that they heard stuff all the time in the basement. We'd pull up and be partying and be kind of half-wasted or high or whatever. Watch the house when I was a teenager. The dude's all, dude, that
something's going to happen.
The curtain just moved. I said, that house is closed up, locked up. No one's in there, but shit's moving around in there. It was one of my conspiracy theorist friends that would believe anything that they make themselves believe.
No, for sure. You think about it something long enough, right?
Right. It's like, dude, I know that it's real. It has to be real. Oh, man, I'm tired of having a stuffy nose.
You're sniffling.
I'm a sniffy. I can't complain, though. Things have been worse for other people in the past. You know, we didn't talk about it too much because we didn't really want to. I don't really care if we offend anybody, but it's a touchy subject. A few weeks ago, we had that big school shooting in Connecticut.
The elementary school.
And the same day in China, a guy went to a middle school and stabbed a bunch of kids. Because they don't have the guns over there, like over 10 kids. I didn't even read the story because I didn't even want to hear.
I did not even know about that.
But that was the same day, and then another kid was arrested in Oklahoma for apparently having a plot of some sort to do a school shooting the same exact day. So I don't know if that was a coincidence or if he heard the news and then said, "Oh, I'm going to be the next big star." But I don't know if you heard this story or not. It was the day that it happened. The day that it happened, Lamb of God played in Medford. And we talked about that, encouraged some people to go down to the show.
Yeah.
Lamb of God frontman Randy Blythe was less than pleased with some uncooperative members of the audience while playing there in Medford. And the band apparently called for a 60-second moment of silence during their set to honor the fallen and that tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut. But not all of the audience decided to honor the request with Randy Blythe subsequently unleashing this following rant through his Instagram. Now, this is Randy Blythe speaking, you guys. I'll do my best impersonation of him. I have never been more disgusted with an audience in my life. I wish we hadn't played. We, Lamb of God, asked for 60 seconds of silence during our first set break to honor the dead children and teachers in Connecticut. It seemed appropriate. It's a goddamn national tragedy. Most of the crowd complied, but several didn't, some cursing and even laughing. I wanted to walk off stage. I am so disgusted right now. If you were one of those who wouldn't shut the fuck up for 60 lousy seconds to honor 20 murdered children, go look in the mirror. You're looking at a piece of shit. Your parents are obviously pieces of shit, too, because they raised you to behave with no dignity. And to the fans who were respectful, I thank you. And I'm also sorry to have so many that you have so many goddamn assholes in your community. Speaking of Medford, you should do something about that, he said. This shit would not have happened at a Lamb of God show where I live, and that is a fact. We have more manners. I am just disgusted, thoroughly disgusted. You yelling people, giving metal a bad name, screw that. You're giving humanity a bad name. Grow up, your parents should have beaten some manners into you, you savage little beasts. And with that, I will go to bed, say a prayer for those suffering, and hope for a better day tomorrow, because tonight sucked. So, Randy Blythe, a little bit more than displeased with some of the audience members at the Medford Armory.
I get his point.
I do. And
how many people were there, though?
I saw a picture of the crowd on Facebook a few days after the show, and it looked to me like there was at least 500 people.
All right. That's a small number. I mean,
it is small for Lamb of God, but Medford's a small...
It is, because I would imagine... you can't get a large group of people to do something that you want without some dissension in it. Even 500 people, you know?
Yeah, and what's 99...
And if it's a moment of silence, even if it's five people...
Yeah, 1% is five people.
You're going to hear it.
Yeah, and so...
You know, it's going to stand out.
The main DJ from KZZE, which is the Medford radio station, and they actually run the Donkey Show on that as well, affiliate of K-Fly, issued a statement. Well, it was a comment on the post of Randy's, and it said, you know, I apologize. Not that he had anything to do with it, but he apologized and said, you know, please don't take this as a reason to never perform in our town again. Please don't tell other bands that they shouldn't perform here and whatnot, just because he said pretty much anywhere you're going to go, there's going to be maybe 1 or 0.5% of people who are going to be stupid because...
Yeah. In any given group, you're going to have 1%, at least 1% of
people. And I'm sure that this statement was issued immediately because he said tonight sucked. So he got done with the show and was disgusted.
He had a hot going. And I understand, but...
And I'm sure after he thinks about it and goes, you know, maybe it was 1 point or 0.05% that didn't comply. And maybe I should...
Taken away from the focus of the people that were respectful.
Yeah.
You know, and for one, and
that's what the other guy said. He goes, maybe there were five people that were hooping and laughing. He goes, but the rest of us all had our lighters up and our heads down.
Yeah, you know, in complete respect. And so, and it just, I don't know. Is it tragedy for soapboxing there? A little bit, I think.
For soapboxing?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, I mean, it's a tragedy. He asked for the 60 seconds. Most of the crowd gave it. And, you know, why turn it into now the tragedy is his platform to soapbox about how disrespectful and how people need to get it together.
Yeah, and maybe he's just trying to make those fans have some remorse and maybe think about it next time.
And I understand that, too. I understand, you know, and, you know, I mean... He said it, and that's cool. You know that he voiced his opinion.
Yep,
sure.
And there was a lot of people saying that. A lot of people agreed with him, and a lot of people said, "Well, you can't judge a whole crowd." They said, "You can't say that the whole tree's bad because of a couple rotten apples."
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I think he realizes that. I think he
probably does.
Was probably hot-headed at the time, and he wanted to say it and blow the steam and
a lot of people are at a metal show to see a metal show, and they want to fucking mosh and they want to rock out, and they want to hear their favorite song. They don't want to stand quiet for 60 seconds. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to belittle it. I think it's awesome that he did that because, you know,
that's those fans, you know, are probably stood 60 seconds of silence for him.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. You know, at a point to where, you know, when he was in his time of need.
And he's not out of it yet, actually. Yeah. I heard that he's going to be going back for extradition, and he's still facing up to 10 years.
Man.
And that would suck, you know, if he had to do a lengthy prison term, and this was one of the last shows he did, he's going to be probably stewing on it. Hopefully not, but, you know, it seems like he
could. And then knowing somebody that commits a violent crime way on a magnitude far worse, and they get the easy way out because they...
Off shot themselves. Exactly. You know, and we kind of shied away from talking about it because it was a fresh subject, and I know that a lot of people get whatever about it, but I think it's a new year, and we can discuss it a little bit, and I do think that it sucks that
in a reflecting manner.
Yeah, people soapboxed it so much on Facebook, and I actually got into a few... what do you call it, flame wars, and found out some
you know, just as
some
I
true
did
colors.
With political things,
some,
right?
Yeah, some true colors about people, and it just sucks that a tragedy has to occur, because how long it had been, I don't remember exactly the month when the Batman shooting went down.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
that had seemed, you know, everyone was talking about it and posting stuff on Facebook, and then after a month or two, it was back to... duck face pictures on Facebook and all these memes about fucking stupid, pointless stuff. And then another shooting happens, and
remember,
then all of a sudden it's,
remember 9/11 and everybody was so patriotic and came together and if you did not have a flag in your window, you were a terrorist.
Yep.
Right after 9/11.
Yep.
For that first 2 months.
And if you
did
wanted
not
to
have a flag in your window, you were a terrorist.
Yeah.
And where is that now? It was gone within 6 months. I saw, you know, there it wasn't that thought of patriotism still present within us as a one nation. You know, we had forgotten.
Yeah. And like a lot of people say, and I agree, time heals not all, but time heals most wounds, or else maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
A big slash in your arm's going to heal, but there's still going to be a big scar there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, these people who lost their families in 9/11, of course, they still think of it every day. They lost their...
Oh, for sure, man.
But,
yeah.
But the majority of people who aren't connected to those people in a personal manner, and that's one of my points. Like, so
that does
not
make you non-empathetic.
I didn't post a lot of stuff saying my thoughts and prayers go out to the families when my thoughts and prayers were totally going out to the families, but there's no reason to post it on Facebook because I'm not friends with any of those people on Facebook.
Yeah.
So when I post something that's saying, you know, I don't know, people like to lighten up a little bit, and being in comedy now, I've
humor
noticed...
Humor is an outlet.
It is.
Humor is, yeah.
And I hope that this doesn't sound too dark or insensitive or callous, as some people have called me in the past, but tragedy plus time sometimes can equal comedy. And it's the time that is one of the most important things, I think, because there's always the too soon thing, you know, and a lot of comics push that envelope and they get in trouble by having to do it too soon. But sometimes when it's just right, and the audience is just right, it makes them forget it.
You're going to offend
not
other
forget
people
about it.
In other ways, on other subjects, though.
But if you can get a light twist to it of sorts to make a chuckle come out of your mouth, it at least makes you feel a little better for a half a second. Like,
yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Like when
I don't know, because my thing is that, you know, if you offend somebody on this, you know, people are going to be offended at probably half your jokes anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they have nothing to do with track and chip events.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it for what it is. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have empathy or you don't sympathize with anyone.
Yeah. So for anybody out there, I don't even know why we're talking. We're just talking because that's what we do here.
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of took a little bit of grief in the past, even just on political posts.
Oh, I was involved in that as well.
And sometimes you...
It was right after the election.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you're kind of damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, kind of a thing.
We both got attacked by someone who we don't even know but happened to be a mutual Facebook friend because of an event.
How did that happen?
I don't know, dude. I was just so glad that the decision had been made. No one had to say, oh, Romney this, Obama that, Obama, Romney, Obama, 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 Romney. And I said, if I see one more, and how much weight does it carry to put a Facebook post?
And how much should it carry?
Yeah, when I say if one more person posts something about politics, I'm going to unfriend you.
Well, big deal. Mm-hmm. If you're not my friend in real life and it bothers you that bad that I'm going to unfriend you because you're trying to put your stuff on Facebook, then I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean,
friends are friends and Facebook friends are Facebook friends. There's a difference.
Yeah,
and
it's...
I don't know. Everybody's Facebook.
There was a time when your friends didn't need to have a news feed going on about
everybody's
you, and
Facebook
they were still your friends.
Is for themselves, and they are free to use it to post scriptures. If they're mm-hmm. Christians, they can post. Of course, you can't get away with posting anything too negative or hateful against, like, oh, that's what I believe in, so that's what I'm going to put. But you can use it in a positive sense to soapbox for things. Or you can do like me. I put things that happen to me in my life. I take pictures of stuff and I say, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm at this awesome show right now and this band's playing this concert.
It's all about sharing thoughts and whatever
you want.
And
I use it to promote my entertainment field, which is comedy and music, and that's what I use it for. So I guess I really shouldn't be pissed if someone wants to post all this stuff about gun control and whatnot, even whether I agree with it or not.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's ridiculous that it takes a tragedy to beget the soapboxing. I mean...
Yeah, that's
true. If you believe
in
something,
because the argument will go, has gone on, and the argument will go on about the Second Amendment and the gun control issue, and it always will. Mm-hmm. And I do not see them changing that amendment. Honestly, I think it's not going to happen.
Did you know that the guns that were used in both of the recent shootings in Oregon and Connecticut were not registered to the person?
Yeah.
They were stolen.
And
so it doesn't matter if the registered gun user can't, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get their hand, like whiskey, alcohol prohibition. People still got whiskey and alcohol.
Yeah, and
weed was illegal.
It's more dangerous
everybody,
to the public.
People get their hands on what they want.
Public endangerment.
With the technology that we have today, and as far as people have came, it doesn't matter if you're a psycho or what. You can get your hands on what you need.
Yeah.
I mean, there's avenues to be taken.
Well, the guy in China with the knife, right?
Yeah, he couldn't get guns, so he just went in there and stabbed a bunch of kids.
You know, people are going to do what's in their head, and you know, it's not always right. And I don't know. I don't see the issue changing is my main point. And it is, the argument will always go on, but when there is a tragic event, there is always going to be a soapboxing on social media.
Yeah.
It's just going to happen.
For sure.
And when there's a big time dividing event, like a political election, tragic event, people are going to stand by
their beliefs.
and their opinion, and that's fine. But it's when you assume that someone of the other opinion is attacking you personally.
Yep.
That... Things get hairy, man.
Yeah,
things
they
get
do.
Hairy, and it's not worth it.
Yep. And that's about the heaviest that you'll get on the Tagcast podcast. Bang, and you guys know that when things get a little bit too heavy and a little too hairy around here,
you gotta listen to some Heavy D.
This is the Heavy D version. And now that we were all sad about people getting shot up in the schools and stabbed, we're happy again because I can see that old man getting bumped on the head by a big fat hammer. All right, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you guys are going to have a fun Friday tonight.
Man.
I don't know what you're going to do. I'm not going to go out or do anything because I'm too afraid to leave the house.
Just kidding.
I was talking to some people at the Yob Corrosion of Conformity show about some people who didn't come to that because of the events that happened day.
Yeah.
Well, luckily there was a good turnout at the Lamb of God show. I'm sure there was a good turnout at the Floater and 30-Pound Test show.
You mean the COC show?
Well, all of them.
Oh, okay.
All those shows were on that night.
Right on. Oh, okay.
Lamb of God was
that night.
Yeah. And I saw pictures of all shows, and there was pretty good turnout. But I know that some people didn't go because they were at home watching Benny Hill.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, and that... It's first weekend of the new year.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. It's not, what's the next holiday coming up?
Your birthday.
That's right.
Martin Luther King Day.
Yep, Martin Luther King Day.
That will be the day for the kids to not go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have Valentine's Day next month.
Yeah.
You don't got a lot of holidays going on in the early part of the year. Yeah, we're just trying to get going, get rolling along. I gotta stop my sniffling.
What's an enema?
Well, let me tell you. It's when you take a bottle or a turkey baster could be used at some point, and then you insert it into your rectum, and then you're basically what you're doing is you're cleaning out your system.
Mm-hmm.
Were you serious?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm sorry. Actually, I know what you meant. You said, what's in?
Yeah, what's in?
What's in Hans' CD player?
What's an enema?
Why does Hans have an enema? We're going to find out today. Hey, Hans.
What's in
Hans? Did you ever make it to 20? That's an inside joke. No one knows.
CD player?
I'm waiting for that 20th release. We're going to find out. I love that. Hans. I guess that's narcissistic because that was me, but that was funny. And I like your Hans. And I got 7 to choose from, and that's the one I go to. That's my go-to thing. Oh, wait. Where's my paper? What am I talking about? I don't use paper. Paper's for fools.
I know, dude. Don't cut down a tree.
Just use some kind of device that's going to use up all of our power.
Remember back in the day when you had like a tree in your yard and then you had no paper, so you just had to go out there and make your own.
Paper?
Yeah. You had to go out there and chop a chunk of wood and slice it really thin until you had some paper. You had to draw some lines on it.
I'm not that old, dude. Oh. I know you just turned 37, but I'm only 12. Hans is listening to Sleep today. Volume 1 was her first album, weird enough. I haven't listened to that for a long time because I lost my CD of that, and I listened to it on tour when we went to San Antonio with Perpetual Conversion. We listened to that CD about 4 times over that 12-day period. That's a good one. That's a good one, Hans.
It is.
And I
sounds
really
a lot
didn't...
like this.
Hey, remember when that happened one time on one of our episodes?
Yeah.
And we fell asleep? That was awesome. How many listeners remember that? That was like last year sometime. What was I going to say? Oh, since my record player isn't working, I'm just going to give you like, I guess it's good. Well, eventually it's going to be what's in Terry's cassette player, but I haven't done enough research to get my cassettes out and get my cassette deck hooked back up. So it's going to be basically what's in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm getting like pop, old sticky pop all over my stickers. Not really stickers now. I think in the car, what was I listening to? I was listening to the Corrosion of Conformity, their self-titled release from 2012 that came out almost a year ago in February. it's good stuff. You guys should check it out. They have punk breaks and they have like stoner metal parts and a little bit of singing, a little bit of yelling. It's good. I like it. I'm glad that those guys are back, back to their roots.
Nice.
Back to their cock roots. COC, that's what cock.
Does anybody call them that?
No, I think that's the first time I've ever said that ever. And why wouldn't they call him cock, or would they call him sauce? Because it's COC.
Oh, or maybe sock. Cos.
Corrosion of Conformity.
Cosy.
You know that those guys started in 1982.
Wow.
So they've been around for 31
years.
I guess the first album dropped in 83, so that's just the 30th year of COC.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's basically...
COC 3-0.
Three of the same dudes from at least the mid-80s from the Animosity album.
You know what I got in my junk drawer? You remember those old Super Sips?
Super Sips?
Yeah.
No.
They were just like little... They look like little old plastic milk cartons. About this big, and they would have the cap, and they were just like corn syrup flavor juice.
I'm going to have to look that up on the internet.
And then, yeah, you'd pack them in your lunch.
I don't
as
remember.
A young kid. They'd just be like grape, cherry.
Maybe those came out after I was a kid.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I don't remember making...
I got one of those in there, though, and I'm sure it's still good.
I don't remember making my own paper for fires. And I know you do, but you somehow remember Super Sips. And I don't.
Yeah, Super Sips.
Well, I wonder if they still make them.
I don't think so. I think they got like the Juicy Juice and the Bug Juice.
Oh yeah, Juicy Juice has the little wooden. That's how old I am. They used to have wooden cartons. They came in a wooden carton with a metal straw.
Did you ever have your milk brought to you? when you were younger?
Yeah, that's why I don't look like my dad. The milkman. No, we always had to go to the store for milk and a stick of butter. But I, maybe my dad got the milk delivered to him. I would be kind of weirded out. Yeah. It would be weird.
I think they still delivered when I was younger in the Lebanon area because they had a dairy.
But were they in glass glass bottles or were they in like cartons?
No, they were in like, they looked like the glass jars, but they were made out of plastic, like molded plastic.
Have you ever had, were you old enough to remember when they used to deliver cocaine to your door?
No.
When I was a kid, the guy used to come like every Thursday and he'd drop like an 8-ball of coke on the front porch. And that's why I don't look like my dad. Do you remember, okay, you said you watched Nip Tuck, right?
The series. Oh, yeah.
You watched that whole series?
Yeah.
So you probably remember, maybe you do or don't, remember the episode where those ladies were putting coke in their boobs?
Yeah.
And they were smuggling them across the border?
That
just happened in real life again.
What?
Yep, just last. Actually, the story was from 2 weeks ago. Police in Spain said a woman was arrested in Barcelona at the airport, and she had 2 pounds of coke in her tits.
Wow.
That's not how they wrote it, but that sounds cool. She had 2 pounds of coke in her tits.
That's cool, though.
But you know how they found out?
How?
Because the wounds on the bottoms of her breasts were seeping, and they had blood coming out of her bra, and so they investigated after that.
What if they broke?
She'd be fucking wasted. So they had, like, you know how when they put in fake tits, they got, like, a saline bag or a silicone bag?
Yeah.
Where they just put bags of coke in there.
And so they had, like, little twisties poking out of her skin, her tit skin?
And she had, like, parachutes. You know those little paper folds that they used to put the coke in?
Yeah.
They just had them. She was flat chested. She had parachutes in her tits.
Yeah, that's fucking
hilarious. No, but they were actually in the breast. The coke was inside the implant bags. And some of the drug had actually entered the woman's bloodstream because
it
was leaking a little bit.
Yeah.
And her tits were leaking.
I'd imagine, any of your blood connects to it, right?
So she had came from Colombia. And they saw the wounds on the bottom of her breast and told officers that she had recently undergone breast surgery, and that's when they took her in.
In Colombia.
And then they cut her tits open and snorted all the coke. She had 2 pounds of coke in her tits.
Man, they don't call her Coke Tits for nothing. You know that's how Cokie Roberts got her name.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
How else would you get that?
Coke Tits. I didn't. Oh, Cokie?
Yeah.
She was a cokehead.
Obviously. I mean, how else?
Obliviously. She did so coke she didn't know what the fuck was going on. Okay, so we've had so many bad stories going on. Here's a heartening story for you, Kay.
Uh-huh.
A police officer in Texas pulled someone over for expired registration, and then when he came back, instead of giving her her ticket, he gave her a $100 bill.
What?
It wasn't her. It was a him. It was a him. Sorry. I was thinking sexual favors. No, the guy was down on his luck. He was out of work. He had his kids with him. He said that it was either choose to renew my registration or get food for my kids. He said, I have no excuse. I should get a ticket because I just don't have the money for it. So the officer thought that since it was around Christmas time that he would help the guy out. So he did give him a warning, but put a $100 bill in the envelope.
That's also like that guy from Progressive that you see on TV goes around giving rewards for safe driving.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
I am Mayhem, and I am here to fuck your day up. You better have good insurance. Which we talked about before, Mayhem is actually chopping your arm off. So I've never seen that happen in any of those commercials yet, so that's false
advertising.
That's
mayhem?
Yep, just like hysteria is a uterus.
So when you're causing mayhem...
Whoa, we just had a flicker in our power.
Yeah, so when you're causing mayhem...
You got to cut someone's arm off to actually be mayhem. I wonder... Whoa.
I never knew that.
We just might lose power. Luckily, we're recording on batteries.
Mm-hmm.
On a laptop. Laptop. Actually, we're probably about to an hour if we add the plugs in, right?
Yeah.
So, it was so windy a couple weeks ago that it has. It's now fucking up the power here in the new year. So, if the computer goes off, please just turn your iPod on. Please put the charger on now in case you lose power, so you're charged up and you can continue listening to the Tagcast podcast. I would like to also, before we forget, we probably mentioned it several times, but during the Christmas season, we had a pretty good amount of people order from Amazon through our site.
Yeah.
And we got some revenue for that. That's keeping us on the internet. And, we'd like to thank you guys. Continue to do that. Valentine's Day is coming up next month, guys. You can buy some stuff for your, Hey, I heard a couple weeks ago you won some You won something from Clue FM. You won some flowers.
What?
You won a gift certificate from Debbie Starr.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, I'm glad to tell you. It's been fucking 3 weeks. How couldn't you know? You should have already got your shit by now.
No, I...
Remember about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they posted that thing about what causes 40% of relationships to go sour, and you said a long commute?
Yeah.
That was the right answer, and you were the one chosen out of all the right answers.
Oh, really?
You all, I win a chicken dinner.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Flowers on the vine or something. Yeah. You get a gift certificate.
Yeah. I looked it up and I saw that and I was like.
You looked it up? She said Google it if you have to, but.
Yeah. Well, everybody Googles those, though, I think.
Almost. I just Googled my brain and came
up. Actually, what you can do is you can go onto the post and just see what the most popular answer is. If something's more than three times, you can figure they probably all looked it up.
I thought it was threesome.
Yeah.
Because usually if you have a threesome, then the other one of the people are going to get.
Yeah.
And not feel so secure in their relationship because.
No, I know. I just thought it was funny because my ex had a long commute.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had best luck with people who live with you. Not always, because sometimes you can get on each other's nerves and whatnot. But, yeah. When they're close by, there's no reason to, like, I don't know. Sure.
Not chill together.
I guess. Or find someone else. Or whatever happens to end these relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Long commute could be a killer. You know, it's like, do I want to drive for an hour just to see him for a half hour so I can drive another hour back because I got to get up in the morning for work? Or should I just...
Hell, yizzle.
Should I just go in my backyard and fuck the neighbor? See, I got to put a comic twist on everything because that's just how funny I am.
Yep.
Oh, before I forget, I didn't even mention on the last show, speaking of, we're trying to get all the best of the last year into these first few shows. It wasn't the best, but I was compiling all my appearances as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, I had like, God, now I'm not going to remember the exact number, so, but it was over 60.
100.
6,000. That's
wow,
that's
dude.
Six,
that's nice.
That's 6,000. No. Mm-hmm. 60, not 100. Don't fuck with me.
No, 60, is that just comedic?
Yeah,
comedic?
That was including open mics, though. It was not just showcases.
That's fine.
But
just comedic?
Just comedic. Just being an
and
idiot.
And how many shows, musical acts did you perform?
Way less, to where I didn't even compile it.
would you say?
Probably 20.
20.
Maybe 20 at the most, including.
You
like,
didn't do two a month?
Nope. Like, there was the solo gig, and then, like, one of my bands had, like, 8 shows, and the other one had, like, 4, and then, like, all my other bands are being fags right now, like Bleach. Sorry, Pat, if you're listening. I know you don't even listen, because that's how much of a loser you are. But, yeah, I would say maybe 20.
Wow.
I'll compile it, and, try to figure it out within the next couple episodes. And
no biggie. I mean, I was just trying to get like a total of like both compiled together.
And I don't remember who it was, but I was reading a story about a comedian who'd also been in bands, and he just found that a lot easier to grab the mic and your notebook and not have to worry about getting the guys together for practice. You can practice by yourself.
It is, yeah. Well, yeah, and especially when you got it going on.
And you get all the money. No, just kidding.
Well, you do.
I do, but it's not a lot. $1 a minute, but you only work 30 minutes a week, so.
Not bad, though.
But, yeah, I've had a fun year. Did a few contests in 2012 and didn't win, but it's all good.
I entered one.
You did. You didn't perform. I'm actually going to submit to Bridgetown again, believe it or not. Actually, Gonna pay my $20 and probably kiss it goodbye because there's a huge influx of white male heterosexuals that they try to. They love us just as much as they love everybody else, but they want there to be a mm-hmm. lot of diversity. You know, Portland's all about diversity, so they want their lesbians and their.
What about their Indians? Do they have a lot of Indians?
Black homos.
Maybe they need more Indians.
Just something that's different. Yeah, they would have probably accept you if you just got up there and made a
video. And said, hey, look at me, I'm Indian.
Native American humor.
Indian camp.
Why are you stealing my land? That's not funny, you say? Well, Bruce Springsteen's not the boss of me.
I don't follow.
A baby, I wasn't born to run. We could maybe, the two of us as a comedy team, could just have a total Bruce Springsteen act.
Maybe. Let's just go up there and do, we'll just talk about shit like we do right there.
Like, I was born to hop more than to run, because I only have one leg, and you, whatever you said before.
Will you put together a 3-minute audition tape for Survivor?
If you want me to. A video?
Yeah.
I'll do it. Just for shits and giggles. My wife would be pissed if I had to go on there. But she would be happy because we get lots of money. You get money every week.
To be on Survivor?
Pretty sure. Just like Big Brother and all those other shows, you get like $750 a week.
Oh, just for being aired?
Well, I don't know why they pay you, but I mean, it's like you're away from your job, you're away from your home. It's like a salary or so of some sort.
Oh, okay, so they give you a per...
I was surprised to find that out. Now, don't quote me for 100% on Survivor, but I know Big Brother, you get $750 or used to a few. It might be more now because of inflation, but...
Yeah.
So you're getting that money every week, and then you could win the big prize.
Yeah.
So people probably wonder, you go on there and you waste your time for 9 weeks and you get voted off the show. No, you're not wasting time. You don't make $750 a week at your job, do you?
No.
Fuck, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes, no. That's $3,000 a month. So if you just stay on there for a month and you know they're paying for all your food, they're paying for your lodging.
Well,
you just
they're paying for your coconuts.
Yeah. Is that what you get? Oh, Survivor. Yeah, well, I was talking Big Brother.
Big Brother.
So what do you got to do? Just make a
3-minute audition.
And you say, my name's Terry Guile, and the reason that I should be on Survivor is because I have one leg, and I could out-hop most of you two-legged bastards. And not only that, I drank my own urine for 2 weeks just so I could survive to watch Survivor on a generator that was ran by my own piss.
Funny.
And they'd be like, dude, this guy's off the hook.
No, I think former guest Al might throw one together. I think that'd be fun.
Well, if he does it, I'll do it.
Oh, wow.
And even if he doesn't,
it's
I'll
just
do
a 3-minute audition tape. And then
I don't understand what you would do. Like, I know audition for X Factor, you would sing. Mm-hmm. Audition for Last Comic Standing, you would tell jokes. What would you do? Would I dress down to a fucking, like a loincloth?
No.
And be out in the woods with my camera going, hi, this is Terry Guile, and I can survive anything. Watch this. And then I'll run over and stab a squirrel, and then just eat the squirrel when it's still steaming because it's cold outside and it's just been pulled the life out of it, and they're like, man, this guy's hardcore.
That might get you on.
And he only has one leg.
Yeah. Well, they obviously like...
And I'd say, I would vow to only wear one leg at all times. Wear one leg. I would vow to not wear my leg, my artificial leg, at any time during the filming, just to make things a little harder on me.
Yeah, yeah. That would probably get you on.
They'd go, fuck,
they're just looking for personalities, just like any other reality show, you know? Because that's all it is.
All right, get out of the video camera. We'll do that right now.
Dramatizational.
Let's do it. Hey, you guys, make your Survivor videos, and we're all going to go on there together, and I will beat you.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome. Tagcast Survivor.
Wow. Thanks for listening, and maybe you could stay home this weekend, because nothing fun's going on. No, there's something going on. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 10:30 here in the morning. We'll see you on Monday, and we hope you have a good weekend, and peace out to my homies. I'm spilling Mountain Dew on the ground right now. What do you say?
Rock on.
And metal.
The Tagcast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
tagcastpodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, all you taggots. You looking for something fun to do? I hope so. There's not a lot, but we got something for you coming up here in this new year of 2013. January 18th at the Wow Hall. It's the Arkham CD release show. That's kind of a blackish death metal band. They'll be playing with Facing Extinction, Dimensionless, and Lord. Tickets available at the Wow Hall and their regular outlets. Go check that out for yourself. The next night, Saturday the 19th, it's Slightly Stupid at the McDonald Theater. Once again, you can go online and find out where your tickets are. January 23rd at the Rosen Theater, it's Down, War Beast, and Harp. It's going to be a good show if you're into that. Phil and Pepper and those guys, and Down, the guys from Crowbar and some other people. Never heard of War Beast and Harp, but I'm sure they're awesome bands, so go check that out. Our buddies in 30 Pound Test are going to be opening for Soulfly coming up in February, with also Insight and Lodi Kong. And it turns out that the reason it's the Maximum Cavalera tour is because there's a Cavalera in each band. So you get your Maximum Cavalera intake for that tour. That's February 19th. It's a Tuesday. You should hit up Jason or Zach or Blake. Yeah, Lyndon has tickets too. You'll save a few bucks with that. So February 1st, it's at the Hawthorne Theater. We got DRI with Rendered Useless and Guillotine. So go check that out. There's some comedy shows coming up the second Friday of this month. Not sure exactly what the date is. We'll give you some updates next week on that. We also got the last Wednesday of the month at the Oak Street Speakeasy with Seth Milstein, and the last Thursday of the month at the Granary on 5th in Eugene. That's Comedy That Is Advertised. We're going to have all kinds of details for that coming up next week. So get out and do some fun. Don't just sit on your butts. Listen to the TagCast podcast and smoke a doob. Peace out.
TagCastPodcast.com.